Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Välkomna till Rock Bottom. Och idag sitter jag här med Ryan från Behemoth. Welcome.
Hey, hello.
You got that exactly what I said, right?
Not at all.
We're backstage waiting for you to go on your mostly sold out tour. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been great. That's the biggest tour we've ever done in Europe, I think. Yeah.
And I'm following you on social media, and it seems like this is sold out, and that sold out.
Yeah, most of the shows are sold
out. Incredibly successful.
It is. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
The band founded in 1991, and you joined in 2003.
Three. Yeah. I'm a new guy in the band. Oh. I only spent there 16 years. No, but Nurgle started Behemoth when he was, I don't know, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was the beginning of it.
How did you start out with music? What were your early influences then?
Well, I think my father got me into music, and he was the one to introduce me to, Sabbath, Zeppelin, and that's what I started with. But then I think I'm mostly influenced by actually Scandinavian black metal music, and that's what I started with when
really?
I was playing instruments, yeah. That was when I was a teenager.
Bands such as
Emperor, Immortal, Mayhem, yeah, that Norwegian black metal scene.
Mm-hmm. And were there any like defining moments when, you know, this is what I have to do, this is what I gotta do?
Well, I don't see there was a specific defining moment, and there's defining moments for us like throughout the lifetime, and they all happen every now and then. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of them, and each single one is as important as the others.
What was the Polish metal scene like when you were growing up?
Well, we had Vader, and yeah, they're still going, but Polish metal scene was quite strong,
mm-hmm,
back in the days, and still it still is. Just the bands changed. Yeah, we had quite a few festivals and a lot of metal shows back then in the 90s. But you know, we kind of stayed behind the Iron Curtain for a long time, so to get anything from outside of Poland was kind of difficult for us. So whatever was happening in Poland, all the people were going. So like if there was a Slayer show in the 90s, everyone would go to see that. So
which is kind of cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, a little dangerous back then.
Why is that?
Yeah, it just was, you know.
So what bands were you in previously before joining Behemoth?
I had my own band. It's called Vesania. We've done the last record 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a rock band called Black River. And this thing has been off for last 10 years. But we have just recorded an album. So that's going to go on again. We'll see. I have a really tight schedule with Behemoth, so...
No shit?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just this too. I never was a fan of playing in 10 different bands at the same time. You know, it's much better to stay focused on one thing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bands do you listen to now that gets you really excited, like out of the new bands coming in the genre and so on?
Well, there's a lot of kinds of music that I listen to. I wouldn't say that I only specifically listen to metal music. So I've got enough of it when I'm on tours.
So what do you listen to? Anything that might surprise your fans?
I listen to a lot of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of synthesizer music. And that's what I also do for my own. On my, it's called a home studio, and yeah, a lot of rock bands, just, you know, whatever's happening now with the metal scene. I mean, I'm not a fan of every new direction of it, so the older I get, the more I dig into the oldies.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes to rock and metal, it's mostly going backwards for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to stay familiar with whatever's happening now, but still I'm becoming a fan of the bands that my parents listened to mostly.
Like old 70s hard rock?
Yeah, and, definitely. Yeah, that was the best time for music up until the 90s.
I Loved You After Darkest came out in October last year.
Yeah.
And what was the vision for that album?
Well, the first thing we had was a title, and we had it for like a year and a half before we released it. And the vision started growing around it. And yeah, it took us a long time, but it's never like we're coming with a single concept and we try to incorporate ideas into the concept. You know, they're evolving. The way we work is like a brainstorming. So whatever kind comes in mind, we just work with it. We proceed with it. It was a big issue. I mean, The Satanist, the previous
yeah.
album, was quite successful. And the question we get asked very often is, if we were thinking, how should we do something better than the previous album? And the thing is, we never do so. That's never the way of thinking. What we always want to do is the best thing that we can get out of the moment, and we just work with each other. We just go with the flow. We get inspired by anything that makes us think, and there's a lot of inspiring things
mm-hmm.
everywhere. So yeah, there was just an idea after idea, and it ended up being a piece of art, I guess, as the overall effect. And that's actually a key here, because the vision was to create something that would be not just an album, but something that we could call sort of a Behemoth experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we accomplished that.
I think you achieved that. What would you say is the difference between The Satanist and I Love You After Darkest?
I don't know. Is there any difference?
Do you have a personal favorite from the new album?
Mm-hmm.
Or does that change?
It is. It keeps changing throughout the time. But recently, I'm a fan of the second half of the record more. And that's the half of the record that we're not really playing live. But you know, the approach to like certain songs, it changes. Like, for example, Bartzabel, the song that became quite important for us, and now it's like a crucial moment in the set list, in the live set list. it was supposed to be an outtake. We didn't want the song on the album while we were working on
really?
It.
Really? Yeah.
But then we just heard the final effect after all the mixing, all the vocals and everything. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh man, that's it. We're gonna make it something really important. So, you know, the approach changes. My very favorite from rehearsing and creating time was Wolves of Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to be an opening song for the album.
Oh, yeah. It's black and death metal still an accurate term to describe your music, or is it too narrow?
Because
to me, I mean, you've really grown as a band from album to album. And
I don't know. I don't feel it's our role to describe this music anymore. We just we get rid of the feeling of the emotions somehow through what we're creating, and you know, to describe it is that we're living for the people. So I would think the best term to say what it is just extreme metal music. I think we're leaving the boundaries of black and death metal here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it on the record. So I don't know if it's the best term. Maybe.
Do we even need a term? Perhaps not.
Hopefully not.
To the very few of our listeners who are not familiar with Behemoth, what songs would you recommend them to start listening to get into the band?
Well, I truly believe there's still some people unfamiliar with Behemoth. And I would recommend to come to see us live.
Mm-hmm.
Not like finding the most listened to Behemoth song on Spotify or whatever. It doesn't work this life. Just come see us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the recommendation.
If they can get tickets, because it's sold out everywhere.
So get them early.
You are touring very intensively, not yeah. just for this album, but for previous albums mm-hmm. as well. How do you keep the energy up? Do you still feed off the audience? And what if it's like you have a shitty night? How do you turn that around?
Yeah, shitty nights happen. Once you realize the touring takes at least half of your life, you need to treat yourself, your body, and your mind when you're on tour as good as possible. So, you know, drinking to death or partying or whatever, that was fine when we were in our 20s. Now we're just trying to maintain our energy throughout all the touring period. Of course, the crucial thing here is the people coming to the shows. But still, as you said, shitty days happen, and I'm not always very social and very friendly and enjoying every single moment of it, but that's a part of it. That's part of whatever you do in life.
Is that because you need to preserve your energy and just to, you know, stay after the bus for a while?
Well, it's hard to say why is that happening. It is just happening. It's happening to everyone. Even if you do what you love, you're just having a, you know, weird moments here and there, and being it your private life or just being on tour and then tour life specifically. So they happen, but they don't matter in a bigger perspective. You know, we all do what we love doing, and we're happy that we could make our life to be what we wanted it to be.
Course.
So yeah, we do enjoy and appreciate every single moment of it. Trying to.
Yeah. What would you say to your 14-year-old self if you could, you know, tell him about where you are today?
That's a good question. I'll tell him, yeah, just It's not like you can do everything in your life. It is not possible. Life's too short and your health is not going to allow you to do everything you want to do. But if you stay focused on one thing and you do it well, and you do it from the depths of your heart and you try hard, you're fucking going to make it.
Mm-hmm. So when you were a teenager, did you have people around you that really believed in your dreams and so on? Or did you even do it yourself?
I just wanted to play music when I was a kid. And I never thought back then that I'd be, you know, sharing a stage with the guys from the posters in my room, right? So, I don't know.
Do you still get starstruck from meeting your idols?
Of course, of course.
That's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
Not get too jaded.
A lot of times I do get starstruck. And there's this other side when you're, like, meeting your idols and they happen to be...
assholes?
You said that.
I said it, so you
not as awesome as you anticipated. That happens too. No, but that's not a big part of it. So yeah, I do get starstruck.
It's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Lastly, we have a question that we always ask in our interviews, and that's the cringe song. That's a song that would really surprise your fans. Does he like that? Does he listen to that? And that could be something from a childhood or even a commercial that just got stuck on your brain or whatever. What's your cringe song?
Good question. Well, I don't know.
Or don't you have a cringe? Are you totally shameless?
I might not have one. I probably sound super boring now, but nothing really comes to my mind.
Well, that's a good answer as anything. Thank you so much, Ryan. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.